And you know, God has brought major natural disasters even in my lifetime. You know, I've seen major natural disasters in my lifetime. And, you know, a lot of people don't agree with this, but they're wrong. Natural disasters are the wrath of God. Natural disasters are the judgment of God. I mean, there's so much Bible on that, where God uses natural disasters to pour out his wrath. In fact, atheists will point to this and think, they think it's a proof for why God doesn't exist. I saw this atheist guy recently saying, and they call this the problem of evil. Who's heard this before? The philosophical problem of evil. And so these atheist philosophers, very wise men, they put forth the argument, and the argument goes something like this. You know, if God is a good and loving God, and God has the power to, like, prevent evil things from happening, but yet God doesn't prevent these things from happening, so there is evil in the world. So here's what they say. They say, well, if there's an all-powerful God who's good and loving, and he has the power to stop the evil in the world, but yet there is evil in the world, these three things aren't compatible. They can't all be true. So therefore, they say there's no God. So here's the problem with their argument. The problem with their argument is that we have an atheist defining for us what it means to be good and loving. That's the problem with this argument. Well, if there's a good and loving God, and he's all-powerful and all-knowing, and he knows the future, he knows everything, and then bad things happen, evil things happen, people are harmed, well, then he must not either be good and loving, or he must not be all-powerful and all-knowing. Well, I've got news for you. He is all-powerful and all-knowing. Amen. And he is good and loving, just not the way you want him to be good and loving. Amen. The problem is we have an atheist defining what is good and what is loving. So they just, they try to sound all smart. And the guy I saw, he spent like a half hour or something just going in all these circles and just showing how logically it's impossible for God to exist. But all he proved is it's impossible for the God that he dreamed up in his own imagination to exist. Santa Claus God, who's good and loving. Guess what? God is good and God is loving, but that's not defined by an atheist. And one of the things that this guy brought up was the major earthquake and tsunami that took place many years ago in Indonesia. Who knows what I'm talking about? And does anybody remember roughly what the death toll was on that? I mean, it was like six digits. You know, don't quote me on this, but wasn't it like around 175,000 people dead or something? It was some incredible numbers. If somebody want to Google it real quick. But it was some incredible number of people that died, right? And I mean, this guy, and so here's how this atheist philosopher, he just kind of brushes off. Well, you know, I mean, if we don't know that that's evil and bad that God did that, I mean, then we just don't know anything. So he just doesn't spend any time on that. Instead, he just spends time fighting a straw man and arguing about dumb things that make no sense, whether we're in a simulation or something. What? 230,000. So 230,000 dead. So this guy just assumes any God who would do that is evil. But hold on, but let's stop for a second. Stop and think for a second. The God of the Bible killed everyone on the planet in the Bible. In a flood. Call it a tsunami. He killed every person on the planet in the days of Noah, except eight people. So this guy didn't prove that the God of the Bible doesn't exist. He proved that a God in his imagination, who's a sweetness and light, unicorns and rainbow God, who never kills any quote-unquote innocent people, he proved that that God didn't exist. But guess what? The God of the Bible is alive and well, and he's still throwing people into hell every minute of every day. So he didn't prove that God doesn't exist. And here's what's so stupid. These atheists, they claim to be so smart, and they're so philosophical, and they're so scientific, and they just got all this knowledge figured out. But then their whole premise is so illogical, because here's their argument, basically. We don't like God, therefore he must not exist. We don't approve of God, therefore he doesn't exist. That doesn't even make any sense. Just because God... So basically, according to an atheist, God is bad, therefore he doesn't exist. Well, according to them, I'm bad, and yet I exist. Apparently, things can exist without you approving of them. And apparently, the creator of the universe doesn't need your approval to exist. And so here's the thing about God, okay? God says in the Bible, I create evil. The Bible says in the book of Amos, is there an evil in the city and the Lord hath not done it? God brings destruction upon the wicked. Not upon innocent people, upon the wicked. And let me tell you something, this world is a wicked place. And specifically, Indonesia is a super wicked place. And you say, what's so wicked about these people? Well, I don't know. How about the fact that they're not worshiping the God of the Bible? Now, that means nothing to an atheist. Oh, how can you demand that they worship? Shut up! God created this world, and if you don't believe on him, you have God's wrath abiding on you. As I don't like it. It doesn't matter whether you like it. Who asked you? Go be a Mormon, and you can have your own planet and make your own rules. Right? Go to Kolob and... You know, they'll assign you one. They'll assign you a planet where you can have all your rules and the way you want it. Look, God will destroy people who are wicked. He'll destroy a nation that's wicked. I mean, he rained fire and brimstone from the sky on Sodom and Gomorrah. He flooded the entire planet in the days of Noah and saved 8 people alive and flooded the rest of the planet. But you say, well, is God good and God love? Of course God's good, and of course God's loving, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the love of God. God gives the opportunity to be saved. God offers salvation as a free gift. Okay? But you know what? Islam is a perverted, wicked, evil religion. And by the way, Indonesia is the biggest Islamic country in the world. And I realize it's not all Muslim. It's got all kinds of other apostate Christians and other false religions and Hinduism and Catholicism and all this other paganism of other brands. And the bottom line is that, you know, God looks down and he sees all this wickedness, and in many cases he will destroy a nation or bring some kind of a wrathful destruction in the form of natural disaster. And in the end, he's glorified, because sometimes that kind of a disaster will make people think about their mortality and think about their lives and actually be more receptive to listening to the gospel or hearing about Christ and actually getting saved.